It's time for this week's edition of the Elk and Valley Trails Association Report. It's brought to you by Salem Oral Surgery. Let's go to the phone and talk to Dr. Bill Blackley. Hello, my friend. How are you, sir?
Hey, Joel. I'm doing great. Thank you. How are you?
Yeah, I'm great, buddy. It is a great, great day to be out on a trail. What are you up to, and what have you got going for us?
Well, I've been out digging in my yard this early this morning, but thanks a lot. I just want to thank Jim Walter and Ringerman and his staff, Gary York, for making Trails Talk possible with you, and WIFM staff, of course. If people want to know more about the trails, they can check out our Facebook, and we really need a shout-out to Chris Ford over there at PVH, Joanna Salvatore, Randy Talbert, and Rob Arnold for setting up and running our Facebook for us. And, you know, things don't work by themselves, and so we really appreciate great volunteers like that. And if you got any interest in helping the trails build from the Blue Ridge Parkway all the way to Pilot Mountain, we'd love to have you join us for just a little section. We do have a play date on hand, April the 7th. That's Saturday, 8:30 a.m., and I call it a play date, but we're going to do some raking and a little bit of shoveling and clearing up a trail out on Carter Falls. So for folks who have not seen Carter Falls, it's a great chance to see it. It's off limits right now, but we're going to have a work day there. April the 7th and 8:30, we're going to meet at Birds Branch Campground and walk over about a quarter of a mile to the entrance where the trail starts. It's been cleaned off, been roughed in pretty much, but this will be sort of refining the trail and fixing it up. The Wilkes County is going to build a trailhead and parking lot there for us. So if you want to come out and see what we're doing, we'd love to have you that Saturday morning, 8:30, Birds Branch Campground. So a couple of the other things for setting up the work days, Rusty, Randy Mays, and Jason Taylor, really appreciate them setting the work days up. We've got several bridges that we're planning for. One is Riley Lyles. He's a high school student. He's working a senior project. He's building a 36-foot bridge. Will Gwynn, Adam McComb, working with him. And many thanks to BB&T. Travis Wilmoth and his crew and with Crystal Wharf is somehow involved. They're friends, I think, and they directed them to us, and I think they're going to help us with this project a bit. So shout out to any business that wants to help us. We'd love to have you participate in one of our bridge buildings and that sort of thing. Thanks to Kelvin Settle. He's letting us put in 3/4 of a mile on Spice Bush Farms. It'll connect close to Carolina Heritage. That's just recently allowed us to put in a half a mile of trail on their property. We have a grant in now for a 75-foot bridge over Crooked Creek. That's at the end of the current trail. If you haven't seen our new solar-vented privy, it's out there and it's ready for use, and it's one of the most popular things on the trail now. Out beyond the second bridge, thanks to G&B Oil, Jim Harrell, the third, and Jim Harrell Sr., whose idea it was last year, and Rebel and Ebby Good, Marianne Luther, Sarah Stevens, I think I mentioned her. She was a big help in getting some financing to get that done. How much time have I got there, buddy? I didn't put my start.
It's okay. You got 1 minute.
Okay. So we're also give everybody a heads up. The town is putting in a new water line, and going to be about a month, I think, before they get kicking off, but it's going to change things on the trail a little bit for a short period of time. We don't know exactly how long yet, but be aware of signs on the trail. If they're doing some work, they'll start out at the very far end, but there might be some trucks going up and down one section of the trail back there, so hopefully it won't be too long, but be careful. This weekend we had 250 people here from the Friends of the Mountain to Sea Trail and the Liberty. We had hikes out on Widow Falls, Gold Mine, Still Hikes, had a brewery tours, had lots of education, and they had their second time they've had their meeting outside of the typical meeting place at Elon. And last year was in Elkin, this year's Elkin, and be down at Surf City next year. And the final thing is, so we had a great time with those folks, and, of course, what we're doing is building the Section 6 of the Mountain to Sea Trail from the Blue Ridge Parkway through the park, and we're working on 2 miles of trail inside the park with Bill Meyer, the superintendent. And final thing. thing here. It's not exactly an Elkin Valley Trails thing, but we're sort of involved in it. And Nicholas and Stephanie Graff have a website up called Friends of the Elkin Dog Park. They have 184 likes, and a lot of people are interested. And sometime in the next month or so, we're going to hold another meeting at the library to gather all the dog lovers in and see what we can do to get that dog park up and running. So, any questions?
I believe you got it, buddy. You covered it, man. Great job.
Okay, buddy.
All right, we'll talk to you. See ya. That's Dr. Bill Blackley with this week's Elkin Valley Trails Association report, and it's brought to you by Salem Oral Surgery.